Good evening and welcome to the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors meeting for May 28th, 2008. May I have a roll call, please, Patrick?
Certainly. President Hill?
Here.
Vice President Bookout?
Here.
Director Dahl?
Here.
Director Mann?
Here.
Director Dean?
Please join us in the flag salute. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very happy announcement to make that Phil Davis, our utility operations supervisor, has 45 years of service with Oceano Community Services District and its predecessor agencies as of May 15th. So congratulations, Phil. That's a wonderful period of service. Thank you very much.
Phil, I definitely want to thank you for your service. You've done a great job in this community, and you know, we probably don't tell you how much we appreciate that, but we do. Thank you.
Other board member comments? Vern?
No, I have nothing.
Barbara? Bill, anything else?
No.
Okay, it moves on to item number 5, review and approval of the minutes of May 14th. I had two items on the minutes. The first is item 11A. I believe we actually voted to make a finding that the Depot Association was in compliance with all terms of the lease. I believe that was a motion and a vote on that item rather than just a statement.
Okay.
Does on 11A, does it need to state that I recused myself and left the room, or is just recused okay?
It should say that you recused yourself and left the room.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll make those corrections. I have one other comment on the minutes, and that is on page 4, item 9B, I believe that item, if I'm not mistaken, that was not a budget augmentation. An augmentation speaks to me to be additional funds that were authorized. I think what it was is an approval of an allocation of funds that were already budgeted. Isn't that correct?
These were never budgeted.
Weren't the dollars there not allocated?
No, I don't believe there was any money in the budget.
Could we check on
with extra money?
That's the only items
so
that I have.
So do we have to bring these back?
Yeah, why don't we do that? I'll just bring them back next meeting.
Okay. So we'll table this item then until next time. Is there any public comment on the minutes before we move from that? Hearing none then. Item number 6, fire items. Report on the fireworks program.
Yeah, Mr. President, members of the board, we've selected the 5 nonprofit agencies. We sent letters about a week ago, a little over a week ago, to each agency specifying when they could set the firework booths up, that they had to contact our fire department for an inspection prior to selling any fireworks, and it told them how long they could keep the stand open. They can basically start on June 28th at noon, and they can sell fireworks until July the 6th at noon, and that's just consistent with past practice. We have the deposits in from the fireworks company for everybody except the Kiwanis, and do you know if they're working with them? To get the, yeah, so we're just waiting for that, yeah.
What fireworks company is it?
It's TNT, but I'll get you the information.
I'm sorry?
I think it's called TNT.
Do we charge a fee for inspecting the fireworks stand, or is that included with their application?
If you all can do me a favor tonight and speak up a little bit, because I cannot hear out of my one ear.
You know, it might help for us to hear you if you bring the mic closer to you.
It's you I can't hear.
My mic's right here.
Thank you, Mr. Bookout.
Okay, we will endeavor to speak up. Okay, so the letters of notification and instructions then went out to the five organizations. Okay, and just to reemphasize that that's safe and sane fireworks only. We don't support any kind of skyrockets or anything of that nature, and hopefully people will be good neighbors to that effect.
I also sent a letter to the Eagles Auxiliary explaining that they hadn't filed on time, so they were not permitted this year. Mm-hmm. Budget amendment. We added money to purchase these signs, and then I found out subsequent to that we have to have a resolution to allow enforcement. So what you have before you tonight for approval is a resolution that basically says the alleys are used for fire and emergency service access, and that they're designated fire lanes, and that way, in accordance with the vehicle code, the CHP or the Sheriff's Department can ticket people who are parked where it's posted no parking.
Comment or questions on the staff report?
Do we have to put in here anywhere that it's the Highway Patrol that tickets them, or
no?
This is just all we need to do?
Right. And I think they can both ticket them. Do you know about that?
Both mean Sheriff
and CHP. Right.
Yeah. CHP, that's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There doesn't need to be a code reference on there of a penal code on the no parking signs?
No.
Okay. For the benefit of the public, I'd like to read this resolution so that anyone watching on TV understands what this is. Resolution 2008-09, a resolution of the Board of Directors of OCSD designating all alleys in the Oceano community as fire lanes. Whereas the alleys are used for fire and emergency service access in all areas of Oceano, whereas alleys in Oceano are universally narrow, and whereas the Board of Directors of Oceano Community Services District is aware of the threat posed by narrow alleys and to providing fire and emergency services, whereas the Oceano Community Services District considers narrow alleys to be a problem in Oceano that needs to be addressed, and California Vehicle Code Section 22500.1 authorizes local fire departments to designate fire lanes when required for fire safety. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of Oceano Community Services District that the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors does hereby designate all alleys located within the district boundaries to be fire lanes and authorizes the fire departments to post no parking signs in each alley. And that will result in, after the signs are posted, that the Sheriff's Department and or the Highway Patrol would begin to cite. I will second the motion. It's been moved and seconded that we approve Resolution 2008-09, which would designate all alleys in Oceana Community as fire lanes. May I have a roll call, please, Patrick?
Certainly. Director Mann?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
And Director Dean is absent.
Okay, so that passes 4-0 with one absent. Item number 6C, hazard abatement. Consideration of general manager's recommendation for selection of the contractor to perform weed abatement services. Patrick?
The district put out a request for proposals for the 2008 weed abatement program. And as of the deadline, which was May the 15th of 2008, there were two bids. There was a bid from ProTech Landscape and a bid from Diversified Construction. ProTech Landscape was the low bidder. A copy of both bids is attached, and staff is recommending that we enter into an agreement with the low bidder ProTech for the performance of these services.
Okay, comment or questions on the staff report?
My only comment is, Alex, I want to make sure this is not an item I would need to recuse myself from with OCSD's. One is the weed abatement near my property at Oceano Nursery, within 500 feet of that, and then the drainage channel between Fountain Avenue and Railroad Street, which OCSD now has declared a wetlands and no longer can weed abate, that we've historically cleaned out that drainage channel in the past. Do I need to recuse myself?
Someone might second guess me, but I think the answer to that question is no, because with regard to, you know, unless you're the only person in town who has weeds near their property, you're in precisely the same position as everybody else in town.
That's kind of what I would
say. And there is an exception to the Brown Act called the small cities exception, where someone is in a position where they're treated essentially the same as everybody else, even though they might otherwise have a conflict. That gets you out of having to recuse yourself. I said the Brown Act. I didn't mean the Brown Act. I meant the Fair Political Practices Act. So the short answer is no, I don't.
Landscape for our weed abatement for 2008.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the staff recommendation and approve the proposal of ProTech Landscape, give direction to the general manager to proceed with procuring weed abatement services. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes 4-0 with one absent. Item number 7 is utility items. 7A, cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines. This is a continued disclosure of the emergency that the board declared following the San Simeon earthquake concerning cleaning and inspection of the district sewer and water mains. This is something that we have approved every meeting since the earthquake happened. I think the board is pretty well familiar with the item. Is there any public comment on the item? Hearing none.
Continue the emergency.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we continue the declaration of emergency. May I have a roll call, please, Patrick?
Certainly. Director Dahl?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Administrative items, we have none this evening. Item number 9 is report of district representatives. I attended the fire committee meeting on May 20th. I think most of the business was previously covered. I also attended the sanitation district meeting on May 21st. There was a number of items on the agenda there, review of the current financial statement as of April 30th. Board actions on individual items. We confirmed the budget session schedule toward approval of the budget for the sanitation district. We authorized repainting of the maintenance building roof. This was a major budget item already included in the budget. We recommended approval of natural gas distribution upgrade, which went to Brough Construction in the amount of $60,451. We approved a manhole raising project, progress payment and change order in the contract. Trunk line video, FEMA had decided that was, rather than something that was damaged during the earthquake, it was an upgrade to the facility. So the board voted not to appeal that decision. That was the items from the sanitation district. The Finance Committee, I'll also defer the report on that to fellow committee members. Bill?
No items.
Okay, Vern.
Yeah, I have a few things that happened since the last meeting. I attended the Oceano Advisory Council on May 19th. We had one new item, which was a which had to do with a house that had burned on 22nd Street, and they were replacing it. It was for a waiver of curbs, gutters, and sidewalks. And then the council also passed or agreed to send off a letter to the County Board of Supervisors and some of the county employees as far as the flooding situation in Oceano. And I also, and the Airport Land Use Commission, the May 21st meeting of the Airport Land Use Commission was canceled. The Airport Land Use Commission meets at meetings are regularly scheduled for the third Wednesday of each month. June's meeting, however, had to be changed to Wednesday, June 25th at 1:30 p.m. And it'll be still in the Board of Supervisors chambers in San Luis Obispo. They had to change it because there was a lack of availability for the third Wednesday. So next month's meeting will be on June 25th. And the Zone 11A attended that on Tuesday, May 20th. We received an update on the flap gates. Since the last meeting, the Zone received clearance from the Coastal Commission to install new flap gates. The only thing left to do at this time, or at the time of the meeting, was to order the gates. It is expected that the gates will arrive in about 6 to 8 weeks. At that time, the work will be scheduled to be done. We also received an update on the water management program, EIR. The negotiated contract to manage the program is with the Morrow Group. That contract is going to the Board of Supervisors for approval on June 3rd. There will be a vegetation management program again this year. At the time of the meeting, the RCD was still working on the waiver request and expected it to be sent off within a week. There is any vegetation thinning within 25 feet of that location. The next meeting for the Zone will be held on June 24th instead of the regular date of June 17th. The meeting for July is scheduled for July 22nd. All the meetings of the Zone are open to the public. That's it for me.
Thank you, Vern. Pamela's not here. She went to Zone 3. Phil, do you have any comments from Zone 3 meeting?
No, I really don't. I did take some notes, but I didn't.
Okay, thank you. Barbara?
Before I start with my report, can I ask a couple questions of Vern, please?
Sure.
On his report. Did you say the flaps? Is that what they're replacing?
Yeah, the flap gates.
That's flap gates. Who installs those?
It'll probably be done by the county. I believe,
oh, okay.
But I'm not sure who the.
I just wondered
they contracted out.
Who ended up doing that? And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about. You said that there was a waiver for sidewalks.
There was a waiver request.
Uh-huh, and what happened on that?
The request came in. Asking for a waiver from the county due to there were a couple reasons that they asked for it. It was due to the steepness of the grade in front of the house. Also, that it was this was a house that had caught on fire, and they were rebuilding the house to the exact same footprint, to the same way the house was before it caught fire. And the board or the council thought that the intent of the law was not for people that were just replacing something that they lost in a fire, so to have to be forced into
what was the vote? Was there a vote?
Yeah, there was a vote.
And what was that?
It was 4-0. And you couldn't have, you weren't able to make it to that meeting.
Yeah, well. The replacement of that house is more than 25% it's increased more than 25%. And I don't know if you were one of the people that worked so hard to have sidewalks being installed, but I know the rest of us sitting here did over the years. And, I'm sorry that they had a fire. It's right across the street from my house. Let's waive theirs. You know, you're always talking about everybody being treated equal. You know, you've got to start someplace. And that's the way I feel about it.
Well, I can appreciate your comments, Barbara. And, you know, you are on the council, although you haven't been there for many months. And that's really the place to bring up those concerns.
Oh, no.
To hear, but, I mean...
You brought it up. You gave the report.
I know.
So
it's fine. Then that's what happened at the at the meeting. Okay.
And I'm just reminding everybody that this board sat here and pushed and pushed and pushed for sidewalks.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's just an advisory council in that sense anyway. The county will go according to what it feels is, you know, is going to be appropriate there.
Yeah, and you said the vote was 4-0, right?
4-0, yes.
Yeah. So ultimately, this is within 500 feet of your house that you live in?
It is no money gain for me, dear.
Okay, but, and then also...
I don't own the property where I live.
Okay. This street over there, are there many sidewalks on that street?
There isn't any, not a one.
In that block, but the following block, Bill, go look, there are sidewalks all the way down at the next block on that side of the street. On my side of the street, there's one because one person increased the value of their property more than 25%.
But the consistency of the street is not really sidewalks. There's one person on this street that has a sidewalk.
Nobody else has done anything to increase the value more than 25%. Just reminding you.
Okay. Vern, I have a question of your report on the flap gates. Is there a standard maintenance for that area down there in the Zone 1-1A? I noticed that the sand buildup coming up towards those flap gates has ultimately created a sand dune to the west of them where the water historically would go straight out. I remember Harold Guyton years ago creating a channel to allow the water to exit straight out rather than make a turn to the south of the beach, most likely because of the sand sedimentation and the buildup of that area and possible flooding problems with the Security Court Honolulu Lagoon area there. Has there been any conversations in regards to that sand buildup?
There hasn't been that I'm aware of. And maybe what you could do is, I don't know for sure, but I believe that, you know, that as the lagoon fills up, then, it, you know, as it gets higher, then those gates open and drain the water out of the lagoon as well. But I'm not, you know, I'm not positive on the physics of it.
Okay, thank you.
You know, another question since it's up. I know historically the County of San Luis Obispo has dredged the lagoon, and they increased the size of the Oceana Lagoon back in, I believe, the 70s. It seems like now there's a lot of tules in that lagoon down there. And I was wondering, is this something that Zone 1-1A has a concern with? Because with those tules, as they increase, those flap gates get clogged, and a heavy rain is going to cause some problems down in that area.
Yeah, no, that's not inside of what the zone is working on. Mm-hmm. The zone is working on that creek, and that's, you know, that's pretty much it. It's not things coming up to the creek so much. There are, you know, there are a memorandum of understanding that has gone out throughout the different communities and groups to try to do their part as much as they can to limit the amount of sediment and the amount of stuff going into the creek to help manage that side of it. But the zone itself and the money coming in from the zone is to get that channel cleared and make sure that it flows.
Vern, I think you were on this board along with me when we applied for a grant about dredging the lagoons. And I think we got the grant for a study. I'm not sure, but I don't know what happened to that. If we at some point could look back, it would be before Bill and Jim were on the board, I think.
This was a board action?
Yeah, we applied for a grant, and we got a grant, and I...
Really?
Yeah, I believe so. Because Mitch, didn't he go and applied?
You know,
I'm not sure whether we got it or not, but could you check and see? Because I was thinking that we wanted it to dredge it, and the grant was for a study. I just would like to check to see on what what that was. I could be totally wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the county library in San Luis Obispo, there's historical newspaper articles when the county did dredge out the lagoon and maintain the lagoon. So that might be of interest to the community. I can bring copies if...
You ready now for my report?
Yes.
Finance Committee. Jim already talked about the fire committee. The finance committee met once again. We are still without the budget completed as of last Friday. I'm kind of not comfortable with it till it gets completed and we can totally look at everything. And before you guys look at it, I mean, I don't care when you look at it, but right now it's not completed, and I can't endorse it at this time. But I'm sure Patrick will be finishing it up, and we'll have everything we need to look at it, and hopefully to see where we are, because especially with how much the water department is upside down, how much did we need to balance that?
I think it's $246,000.
Yeah, the $246,000 the water department needs. We need to come up with that some way, and that's a lot of money. So we have to be looking at it and be sure, you know, how we're going to get that, or how many years it's going to take us to get it, or what we're going to do, because budgets are supposed to be in balance. And that's all. The fire committee we talked about, and there was nothing else.
One other concern on the finance committee report is that we hadn't been informed of the status of the reserves either.
Yeah.
Of any of the funds, and I think that's something that the board has asked for in prior years, and I don't think we've even had a report on that last year, so we've kind of... I'm starting to get uncomfortable about the status of the reserves myself as far as exactly...
And the reserves
what the
you
status
have.
Is.
At this point, is it, Patrick, is it possible instead of taking this to the Finance Committee, have a meeting with all the directors involved?
It'll come to the next board meeting.
It will?
Yeah.
Because that would save us, if Barb is uncomfortable with the way this is, you know, transpiring, right. If we can work it out with the board and all look at and review it together.
It is going to come to the board. Okay. Basically, the numbers, I think, are, with the exception of the two funds, the water fund and the sewer fund, that are basically a deficit budget that we anticipate balancing through rate increases. Other than that, I think the numbers are there. The problem is that I haven't put together all the verbiage, all the analysis, not analysis.
And our manager. So that's the only time we've ever done a budget that way, I think, in probably all the years this place has been here. You know, because we didn't know, we thought the general manager should have input along with the fire department how they wanted to spend those dollars. And remembering the fire budget is always a totally different budget. That's property tax only. But we really have to, what we have to be concerned with, I mean, well, let me step back. The fire department's budget, they can only spend what the property tax are. They don't have any way to get any more money, so whatever those dollars are, that's what can be spent, or some put in their reserves or whatever. Those are the dollars that they have to work for. But the sewer and the water, those are enterprise funds, and it's totally different. And remember, we don't have a general fund, you know. So, it's not just a concern to me. It's going to be a concern to everybody. But we do have, it does come to the whole board as a study, but to the public, too. I mean, everybody can come and comment on the budget, but before you start looking at it, you need to have all the pieces so that you can study them and you can look at them before you get here. You can't just start reading it when you get here. You know, it's too much to absorb.
So to simplify this to the public, we're having trouble getting into our reserve account, and I don't know what the solution's going to be, you know, and... time-wise?
I think the long-term solution is going to be to get a different accounting system so that it's easier to use and it's more accountable.
Yeah.
The short-term, we've had staff illness and vacancies.
There. Is this getting into this reserve? Is there, would there be another, someone else that could understand how to get into it so we could input it into a different realm? If we're having that much trouble getting into the reserve and time into it, there's got to be another an organization out there that could probably understand it, explain it to us, correct it for us.
We just have to be told how much money there is in each one of those reserve accounts. Right.
But we don't know.
No,
but we can't get into it.
But staff can when they get the time to do it. Right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think we're in the best position to do that.
Okay. I just know we've been talking about this probably 3-4 months.
Right. That's right.
Public comment on the reports.
I have one for Vern and possibly Barbara. This curb gutter and sidewalk is a little bit distressing to me. If I remember when Mark Wampler was in town, it's kind of what buried him. He even had legal battles over, he thought he had a waiver, then he didn't. And then I thought there was a whole lot of talk and there were to be no waivers. I thought that's what OCSD said. So I would like that clarified. And if that is the case, and Vern is on OAC to carry out the board, what the board wishes, then I think we have a problem here. And I'll save my other comment for Vern until the end of the night.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none, we'll move on then to item number 10, general manager items for discussion.
I really don't have anything, but Captain Boba has an announcement about a huge bike ride that's coming through here in June.
Okay.
Good evening,
John.
Just an informational notice on June 4th. We're going to have the AIDS life cycle come through town again, like they do every year. The last 7 years, this is, I think, the seventh one. June 4th, we're going to have 2,500 riders come through town. They're going to come right down Highway 1, up Cienega. They've had to make a slight route change because of the construction on South Halcyon. They were going to go South Halcyon up the steep part of the hill, and now they're going to go straight, exit town, and go out Los Barros Road to El Campo Road and come back around that way and tie in with Highway 1 at the top where Mesa View is. So on June 3rd, they're going to come through town. The crews will be coming through town and marking off the route and flagging and putting down chalk for directional purposes. They're not stopping in Oceano. They're just passing through. In past years, they had stopped. I don't know if you guys remember. They used to stop at the Oceano Airport, set up a major city there, basically. So 2,500 riders on June 4th, and be courteous when you're driving down the highway and you see them. And
you're kind of telling us to stay home that day off the street.
Yeah, I don't know. 2,500. We spread out all day long, probably mostly in the afternoon. Anyway, that's it.
Okay, thank you. So we would ask for being careful in traffic and watching out for, again, board member items for discussion. Bill, anything?
No.
Right now? Barbara?
I would just like to be sure that on the next meeting that we can have an executive session considering pending litigation with any update of any correspondence or anything that's come in. So if that could be on the next agenda, I would appreciate it, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Vern?
I don't have anything.
Okay, I'd like to take item number 13 out of order, if we could. That's consideration of the warrants.
Well, Bill, excuse yourself on one of them.
I will need to recuse myself on the Kirk and Seamus.
I move that we pay all the bills, or I move that we pay Kirk and Seamus's bill.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we pay the warrant from Kirk and Seamus. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 3-0 with one absent and one recused.
Now I move that we pay all the rest of the bills.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to pay the remaining warrants. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? passes 4-0 with one absent. Should ask if there is any public comment on the warrants. Hearing none, then we will move on to executive session. We have a conference with legal counsel with contractor evaluation, closed session pursuant to Government Code 54957 paren B paren 1 to evaluate performance of district legal counsel.
Yes, Mr. President, members of the board and members of the public, just one thing I'd like to put on the record. I know Director Bookout recuses himself in connection with paying our bill because of the pending litigation involving him and the district. And I know former General Manager Cooney took the position that Director Bookout did not have the right to evaluate him because of his position in connection with that litigation. I'm not 100% sure I know what the answer to that question is in relation to Mr. Bookout participating in my evaluation, but I want to...
Okay. Would anyone like to comment on the closed session before we go to closed session? Hearing none, then we will move to closed session. Yes, everybody ready? Good evening and welcome to the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors meeting for May 28th, 2008. May I have a roll call, please, Patrick?
Certainly, President Hill.
Here.
Vice President Bookout.
Here.
Director Dahl.
Here.
Director Mann.
Here.
Director Dean.
Please join us in the flag salute.
Ready?
And I think we're standing by our previous renewal. Consideration of warrants has already been done. Item number 14, public comment. Any additional public comment?
I have two. First, I'd like to thank Alex for being here, and we always appreciate Ryan coming. And I think the district's getting a very good deal. My next comment, well, I've got two more. I never got an answer on my question regarding the curbs, gutters, and sidewalk. So I would like to know about that in the future, if that is district policy, that there's no waivers. The other one is, it's not the first time that there's been a motion made, and Bill and Vern will kind of look at each other and smile or something. This was an item that I think was very important to keep the alleys and clear for emergency vehicles, which would help take good care of the people of the community, which is what you were elected to do, is look out for the good of the people. You have about six more months left to serve. And for Vern to laugh or snip, whatever you want to call it, in the microphone is extremely unprofessional. So I would appreciate.
I know she did, but I figured that he would be seconded with having read the whole item.
Okay, we don't want to have a really a discussion between the board members. Item number 15 is written communication. Patrick, any written communication? Okay, with that then, we're adjourned.